We're going to begin the hour by talking about one of our favorite local nonprofit organizations here at the station. Certainly one of mine. It's one that you know well if you listen to us on a regular basis. It is Skajaja, S-K-J-A-J-A. And they provide funding for local kids with limited resources to give them the opportunity to participate in extracurricular activities, whether it's summer camps or music lessons, sports camps, anything like that. In return, the children pay it forward with community service projects. So the kids benefit, the community benefits. It's a win-win for everyone. They are always accepting donations at their website, skajaja.org. Again, S-K-J-A-J-A, skajaja.org. They've got a really cool initiative going on right now. Between now and October 1st, you can donate to Skajaja, and all donations up to $10,000 will be matched by Landscape Logic. So anything you can donate right now will be doubled by the great folks at Landscape Logic. And we are joined by Sandra Kamada from Skajaja and Brian Pop from Landscape Logic to talk to us about the program, the initiative, and everything else. Sandra, Brian, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
Thank you for having us. Brian is awesome, and we're here to, you know, announce this great matching campaign going on.
And
so
it's going on right now,
right? That's
right,
today.
Yep. I was just saying that what a great model this is for a nonprofit. You know, these kids get an opportunity to harvest some good feelings from doing an honest day's work and learn some work ethic at a very early age. And so, you know, that's primarily what got my attention. And I just think it's a great life lesson that this organization is broadcasting out among the community.
And this is the second time you've done a matching campaign, right, between Landscape Logic and Skajaja. How'd the first one go?
We exceeded our goal. So we cannot thank Brian and Landscape Logic enough and WCHL for helping us get the word out. So we're hoping that this year, this September, is going to be a September to remember. So we hope people get out their computers or their checkbooks and donate, because Landscape Logic is going to match every dollar for dollar.
Awesome.
So we are so appreciative.
So how has Skajaja been doing in the last 6 months? Things are different. A lot of extracurricular activities are either not happening or they're happening differently.
Yes,
so how
differently.
What does that mean for you?
So we are bored. We have taken some time, especially in the spring when nothing was going on, right? We're all working from home and quarantined to, you know, work on our logic model and our strategic plan, getting more of a focus, meeting with social workers and families, getting their opinions about what works, what doesn't, you know, just making things better, always trying to improve. And now we are really working hard to get out there, reach out to the social workers and to the families to let them know which organizations in our community are having activities in person and virtually. And so there, you know, the Y, the Parks and Rec, Arts Center, Taekwondo, gymnastics, they're all having things, and they can work outside. Fit on Main, we're partnering with them to do group high school exercise activities out at Southern Village because it's spaced out. So there are a lot of things, but the one thing we really want to focus on, too, are tutoring, our tutoring sessions. A lot of kids trying to study and work from online, and it can be a really big problem. So we have some applications for tutoring sessions in person or virtually. We already have some applications in our queue. So we still have things going on, and we're ready to help these kids at any point. So
that's awesome. So is this like a new thing for Skajaja? Because I know typically it's the students will come to you and say, I want to do this. Here's what I'm thinking of, and here's the service project that I'm thinking of. Now you're reaching out to them and saying, here's what's available
as
well.
Yes, because so many people don't know.
Yeah.
And these kids need to get out of their houses. They need to have something.
Extracurricular activities are so important.
Well, we have really been looking at research, and there's more and more research that extracurricular activities, getting really having a passion and being able to do those things, you know, bump up your self-esteem, grades go up, school attendance goes up, and it is just really important, especially in these times when kids are more isolated. And our club groups, I'm so proud of our Skajaja clubs at the three high schools.
Yeah, tell us more about the Skajaja clubs.
I'm getting chill bumps. I've met with them, and they want to do a buddy system and connect, you know, with students who can't get out there with their friends. They want to do a, you know, helping them with their homework. They want to do a Halloween costume drive to get Halloween costumes for those kids that may not be able to afford it. They care so much about our community, and they want kids to be able to do what's important and find their passion. So we'll be back in here again with the club groups hopefully soon so they can introduce some of the things they want to do,
Awesome. Especially
during this time. I'm very proud of them.
Speaking with Sandra Kamada, again, Skajajas, the organization, skjaja.org is the website. You know the model. Kids get to participate in extracurricular activities. In return, they pay it forward with community service projects. You can go around town and see a lot of the work that they've already done. They're still doing a lot more. We've also got Brian Pop in the studio from Landscape Logic. They are matching all donations up to $10,000 between now and October 1st, so a great time to donate. And Brian, you mentioned why Skajaja connects to you so closely. How did you hook up with the organization in the first place? And we talked a little bit about this when the first matching campaign rolled around, but remind us how this all got started.
Well, Sandra and I had become friends through a mutual friend, and she came to me and told me about the organization, and I was so impressed with the model. And I know how important it's been in my own personal life, and to learn work ethic, and just how good it feels to go out and be proud, do a job well, and be proud of that job, and how that will transfer into a life lesson that can be carried with them, you know, becoming fully self-supporting, being in charge of their own happiness, and realizing that, you know, this will lead them in that direction. So I think it's a great model, and that's why I'm so proud to be a part of it, and I'm so passionate about the work that Sandra and all the guys behind the scenes do for these kids.
Absolutely. So tell us about Landscape Logic for folks who don't know.
Well, for folks who don't know, it's time for fall aeration and seeding, and that's our primary focus this time of year. We have a small window in which we can seed fescue lawns. What we want to try to do is aerate, top dress, and overseed fescue lawns this time of year because we want those infants that come up as single blades of grass to mature and become as mature as possible before next June. So if you haven't done it already, whether you go with Landscape Logic or another company, just realize that aeration is a common practice in turf grass management. It needs to be done, and while the ground is prepped ready for seed, you might as well throw some down. And if you are associated with Skajaja, if you are willing to donate, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you and know about it. And we'll definitely take that into consideration.
And folks want to get in touch with you online, what's your website?
Our website is Landscape Logic, or our email address is landscapelogicnc@gmail.com. And it's www.landscapelogicnc.com.
.com. Awesome. Yeah. So head online, landscapelogicnc.com. Get more information about them. Fall's a great time to get in touch if you haven't already. And don't forget to donate to Skajaja now through October 1st. Again, Landscape Logic matching all donations up to $10,000. So your donation will double. skjaja.org for more on them. Back to Sandra Kamada as we wrap up. Anything else that folks need to know about Skajaja, about this matching campaign, or anything
else?
Well,
just get out there, because every dollar really does make a difference. Seeing these kids be appreciated, this community service they do, they continue. 99% of our kids and their families continue community service projects even after they're already done. Their pay it forward is done, checked off the list for Skajaja. We see them time and time again keep doing it. They call, can we do it? Can we help? And it's just an amazing thing. It's just great. And also, while you're out there donating for this matching campaign, be sure to go on Chapel Burrow and vote for us for the Community Nonprofit Fund. That would be a great help, too.
Yep.
And thank you to WCHL and Landscape Logic for helping us with this campaign.
Chapelboro.com/campaign for local, by the way, is our website for the Campaign for Local Community Nonprofit Advertising Fund. Go there and vote for Skajaja and all of the other many organizations, terrific ones that are on that ballot. Don't forget to donate to that fund as well, because you'll be helping us and you'll be helping 10 different organizations get the word out about their services. And head to skajaja.org, skjaja.org, the website. Donate now through October 1st. All donations up to $10,000 being matched by Landscape Logic, and you can get more about them online at landscapelogicnc.com. Sandra Camano, Brian Pop, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.